You know, it was the Republicans who agreed to this hearing. They agreed that this should be in public and on television. And, you know, it's possible they're only watching right-wing pro-Trump news, and so they haven't heard much about what Jack Smith actually did in his investigation. They may not know much about who he actually is and how he speaks. I don't know why Republicans agreed to do this today, but I'm guessing they did not expect that Jack Smith would just spell it out like this so clearly. Spell it out. The evidence he found and the conclusions that he drew about the president's criminal behavior.
Did your investigation find that Donald Trump attempted to manufacture fraudulent state slates of presidential electors in 7 states that he lost?
Yes.
Did he pressure state officials to ignore true vote counts in those states?
Yes.
Did he spread lies and conspiracies to his followers to make them believe that the election had been illegally rigged against him?
Yes.
Did he pressure DOJ officials to stop the certification of the election?
He did.
Did he pressure his own vice president, Mike Pence, to stop the certification against the oath of office that he had sworn to the Constitution?
He did.
And when all of this didn't work, did he, Donald Trump, motivate and inspire an angry mob to the U.S. Capitol to stop the certification?
Our proof showed that he caused what happened on January 6th, that it was foreseeable, and that he exploited that violence.
Did Donald Trump know that his allegations of election fraud were lies when he spread them?
Our proof was that he did, and we intended to prove that at trial.
Mr. Smith, if your case had gone to trial, would the evidence from Georgia have helped prove that President Trump knowingly engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the 2020 election?
Yes. After an investigation following the facts and the law, we believed we had proof beyond a reasonable doubt to prove those charges. Rather than accept his defeat in the 2020 election, President Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results and prevent the lawful transfer of power. Our investigation developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump engaged in criminal activity. We followed the facts and we followed the law. Where that led us was to an indictment of an unprecedented criminal scheme to block the peaceful transfer of power. But you are correct that the only person charged in this case was Donald Trump, who, in my estimation, was the person most culpable for the crimes charged.